Hello friends, welcome to VSchool. We are on chapter 2 on acquisitions. In the first chapter, we learned basic concepts of what mergers, which are generally coming of two companies together. In this chapter, we will understand acquisitions, yet another concept, but slightly done in a different way, more for the reason of acquiring control in another company, and maybe after that it can culminate into a merger also. So this chapter will help you understand the meaning and the concept of acquisition, the reasons for acquisition, and the different types of acquisition. In short, you will get to learn the basic concepts of acquisitions in this chapter. So let's straight away begin with what is an acquisition. Acquisition can be defined as a corporate action in which a company buys most, if not all, of the target company ownership stake in order to assume control. So the striking point in acquisition is majority stake or a lot of stake is obtained for the sake of getting control of the target firm. An acquisition refers to the process of acquiring a company at a price which is called as the acquisition price or an acquisition premium. We'll look at these terms in subsequent slides. The price is paid in terms of cash or acquiring company shares or both. In either case, to make the offer attractive and to entice the shareholders of the target company, the shares of the target company are bought at a premium so that the existing shareholders will find some attraction in going in for the acquisition deal. Another important point about acquisition is an acquisition takes place when a company buys most, if not all, of the target company's ownership stake in order to assume control of their company. Once the acquisition is completed, the acquiring company becomes the legal owner and the controller of the target company and its business. In an acquisition, unlike a merger, now note this very carefully, it says unlike a merger, there is no exchange of stock or consolidation as a new company, even though it involves purchasing another. Now, what is something special about acquiring company and target company? Acquisitions may be called an attempt made by a company to gain a majority interest in another company. That is the specific point of an acquisition. The company attempting to gain a majority interest is known as the acquiring company. The other company is called as the target company. So the acquiring company is interested in getting control of the target company. Acquisitions are often made as part of the company's growth strategy, whereby it is more beneficial to take over an existing firm's operations and the niche compared to expanding on its own. So this is the idea behind a merger, a specific growth strategy. Now we'll look into two concepts, acquisition fee and acquisition premium. During a merger and acquisition, companies will first estimate the cost that they have to pay for a target firm. Acquisition fee is a cost associated with acquisition. Now, what does this cost include? It can include the real estate commission, it can include the legal fees and the likes. In short, an acquisition fee represents all the cost with an acquisition. The acquiring company pays for the net assets, goodwill, brand name, and this all contributes to the acquisition fee. What is an acquisition premium? As the entire merger and acquisition process takes many weeks, the price paid for the target company may be in fact higher or lower than the market price at the time of completion because of the economic fluctuations. Now, this results in either the acquiring firm paying an acquisition premium or enjoying a discount. So this is what is connected with either more than the market price or lower than the market price. Acquisition premium is the difference between the actual cost for acquiring an entity and the estimate made of its value before the acquisition. So this is the major difference between an acquisition fee and the acquisition premium. Acquisition premium occurs because of several reasons, such as in order to make the shareholders agree to a price, an additional amount, which is called the premium, would be offered. The price of the shares of the target company may have gone up. Acquisition discount is the difference between the estimate made before the acquisition of an equity entity and the actual price paid. So both acquisition premium and acquisition discount can exist in an acquisition deal. Now, one important point to be noted is, even though acquisition is aimed at taking control of the target company, acquisition could lead to a subsequent merger, establishment of a parent-subsidiary relationship, a strategy of breaking up of the target firm and disposing of its part or all its assets, conversion of the target firm into a private company. So these could be the culminations due to an acquisition. Now let us look at some examples of some of the acquisitions, like Google's acquisition of DoubleClick, Mahindra and Mahindra's acquisition of 90% stake in the Shoneves, Walmart's acquisition of Flipkart, Alice's acquisition of IDBI Bank, Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter, Adani's acquisition of ACC, and the Tata Group's acquisition of Air India. In this chapter, you will learn three specific points about acquisition. That is, number one, the reasons for acquisition, number two, the types of acquisition, and number three, the manner of acquisition. Let us first look at what could be the reason of acquisition. Acquiring an existing business enables a company to speed up its expansion process because they do not have to start from the scratch. That is one big reason for acquisition. The acquiring company simply has to focus on merging the business with its own and move ahead with its growth strategy. So a ready-made business is acquired so that it smoothens the operations, it enables further growth of the acquiring company. Now, acquisitions can fail miserably. They also face risk. And what could be the reasons for failure? Number one reason for failure could be poor implementation attitude and strategies. Next, reasons could be too few targets, inappropriate targets, lack of creativity, lack of forward planning. So all these reasons could contribute to the failure of acquisition. To make acquisition effective and meaningful, it is necessary to increase the number of targets. Always explore alternative available and not chase the company everyone else is bidding for. This is to be strategized when you are planning a deal for acquisition. Compare the targets concurrently in an attempt to choose the right target. Buy firms with assets that meet the current needs to build competitiveness. Otherwise, it would be a useless acquisition. Only when it benefits your growth strategy, it makes you more competitive, then there is some good reason for an acquisition. To make acquisition, there are some more reasons. Provide adequate financial resources so that profitable projects should not be lost. Identify the targets that are more likely to lead to easy integration and building synergies. Continue to invest in research and development. So all these are very, very important. Financial resources, targets that can lead to easy integration, research and development. These are going to further strengthen the capabilities of the acquiring company. Now let us look at the different types of acquisitions. We can basically classify acquisitions into two main categories. One is the friendly acquisition. The second could be a hostile acquisition. Each one is different than the other. Let us look at that one by one. The first, a friendly acquisition. Acquisitions are termed as friendly when the firm to be acquired indicates or expresses its agreements to be acquired. In this, the company could even invite other companies to acquire its business. Facebook's takeover of WhatsApp was a friendly acquisition. So in a friendly acquisition, both the parties come together, they decide, and that is how a friendly acquisition happens. However, in a hostile acquisition is not a friendly acquisition. Hostile acquisition occurs when the target company resists the attempt to be acquired or does not wish to be acquired. In such cases, the acquiring company needs to purchase large amount of shares of the target company in order to control a majority stake and then acquire it. So hostile acquisition is exactly opposite. There is a resistance and the acquiring company needs to use some force to need to strategize to have more shares, automatically more control in the acquiring company. Now, how does the manner of acquisition takes place? The manner of acquisition takes place, again, it could be an asset purchase, it could be a stock purchase. Acquisition is a purchase of majority stake in another company so that the control changes hands. And this could happen through an asset purchase or to a stock purchase. What is an asset purchase? What is a stock purchase? We will see in the subsequent slides. Let us look at the assets purchase. The acquiring company buys specific identifiable assets. These assets are perceived to add value to the acquiring company. The purchase mode enables the acquiring company to acquire the assets at a relatively lower price. However, there is a limitation for the asset purchase methodology. The limitation number one, it requires the purchase agreement to allocate the purchase price among the specific assets. The second limitation, the purchasing company must be assured that all the required assets exist and are listed. So if this is the asset purchase, then we should also look at the stock purchase. The acquirer purchases the entire outstanding equity of the target company. So this is an outright purchase, we call it as a stock purchase. The acquirer thus becomes the owner of the target company's assets and liabilities. As there is no disruption to the working of the company, business continues as usual. This method is preferred as closings are simplified. There is much less paperwork in closing the deal. All employees and employee benefits and smooth transition happens. And this stock purchase is a most common method of acquisition. So friends, we have reached the conclusion of chapter 2. Acquisition is an act of acquiring effective control by one company over the assets or management of another company without any combination of companies. Thus, in an acquisition, two or more companies may remain independent, separate legal entity, but there may be a change in the control of company because a major aim of an acquisition is to take the control of the target company. Mergers and acquisitions have become universal corporate practice for securing survival, growth, expansion, and globalization of the enterprise. When one company takes over the other and rules all its business operation, it is known as acquisition. So with this, we have established clarity on mergers in chapter 1, on acquisitions in chapter 2. And this paves our path to understand further details on mergers and acquisitions in our coming chapters. Thank you.